I'm saying?
I can't.
Just know what I'm saying?
It's Avoiding People
with Dan
and MJ. We did the opposite way this time.
Yeah, we did.
It's been a while since we've had another podcast.
Yeah.
You want to explain why, Don?
You know, things have been going on, you know, busy with school, busy with, you know, work.
Really?
Is
it school and work?
Yeah.
Because we could have had two podcasts already and just didn't come. Well, maybe I should. I don't know if everyone knows this, but we do this after some class or whatever. And Don decides, I'm not going to go to this this first class. I'm like, all right, fine. He's not going to go to this first class. Okay, fine.
It doesn't come
to the second class either.
Yeah. That one was definitely a mistake on
right.
my part. The,
yeah.
the first one, it's a you know, that's kind of a habit I got into the first class. Just
and didn't
the
you say you want to change this?
When did I say that?
You said to me, you don't want to be the guy who's always late, always not coming to class.
I don't want to be that guy, yeah.
You're off to a great start.
That's because I decided only after week
two. Right.
After one of my teachers, whose opinion I do value, said, you know, you're starting to develop a reputation as
you
a,
already have the reputation.
Slacker.
Right.
So I don't like that. I'll probably do something different, you know.
What?
You know, just kind of bring.
See, here's the thing. I want to be supportive. I don't believe it for a second. I don't. I really don't. And that's why I just make fun of you for it, for having the idea, the notion that you're not going to be
really,
like this.
Do you really want to be supportive, though?
Because I do.
You're not the type of guy.
I
like to tear things down
I do,
instead of help
but
build them.
I would like you. Well, here's what I like. Here's what I want in life. I want everyone to go, I'm going to show that MJ kid. I want to make fun of everyone, and then they're going to better themselves for it. You know what I mean? They're going to go, fuck that MJ kid. I'm not going to take jokes with, or whatever. You
what?
Know, I'm going to get straight A's. He thinks I'm a failure? Here comes the straight A's. That's what I want to happen.
I suppose, yeah. It's just you have to get people to care, actually care what you think first
well,
for that to work.
Well, they do care of what I think because I'm... Well,
not really, because you start that process by just coming up to somebody you don't even know and already insulting them. So that automatically makes them, you know, kind of draw further
that's
and further
true.
Away.
But if I was to... what if I told them, all right, listen, I'm going to keep making fun of you until you change your ways, and then they change their ways and then I stopped.
What if you said, you know, I'm an angel visiting from the future and I'm going to help you change your ways because otherwise...
By making fun of them?
Yeah, whatever it is. If
that's
you're
how
an
they do things
they
in the future?
If you're an angel, they're not going to question
the
it.
The future always sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's
it
always something
does.
Wrong
not
with
always,
the future.
Not in Back to the Future. That future ruled.
Yeah, but there was like, wasn't that, the evil guy was this head of a big corporation or whatever because he did all this gambling stuff.
Only after they screwed up, you know?
Yeah, but
McFly brought back the almanac and then he stole it from him in the past,
yeah,
see?
But there was that, you know, future.
First it was fine.
Was it really?
Yeah.
They had hoverboards. Hoverboards.
They had like instantly drying clothes. They had the pizzas that took like 30 seconds to make.
We have those already. Called bagel bites. They're called bagel bites.
Bagel bites aren't the same.
They're great. We stuff them in.
Okay, I'll give you that they're good, but they're not like a good full pizza. Like
yeah,
I can
you
eat
make
pizza
40
all
of them
the time, dude. I
and
can
then
eat pizza literally any morning. This Saturday, I had pizza all day and every meal, and it was fantastic.
It is good.
I had no problem with it.
As a kid, you think to yourself, "I'll just have cereal for the rest of my life," but really, it turns into pizza.
If that cereal was Cinnamon Toast Crunch, if I had to eat like Special K for the
Cinnamon
rest of my
Toast
life,
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, no Golden, not Golden Grahams. What was the one? Honeycombs. Those are good.
I was never into honeycombs.
Who doesn't like honeycombs?
I think everybody, including our guest engineer, Pat Ritchie,
engineer.
Yeah.
Honeygrams or whatever you're talking about
honeycombs.
Is garbage.
Yeah,
what are you talking
there
about? How
garbage.
Do you? That's insulting. I can't believe you just said that.
I would say Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the weird one, like brother of Cinnamon Toast Crunch that was around for a while,
the
French
waffles?
Toast Crunch.
French Toast Crunch, yes.
That was around for a while. That was very good.
That was all right.
What else is good?
There's so much fucking sugar in those, and you're just like...
Yeah, it's true. It's a nice little start to your day.
Right. I don't like Frosted Flakes.
I don't either.
The thing is, you get those black ones every once in a while, those like extra...
black Frosted Flake?
Yeah, they're like extra toasted, and they're just like, they've been, you know.
I've never had that. It sounds like a shroom.
It
sounds like a mushroom
made
its way
well, I didn't
eat
it,
because
it was gross, and I was like,
good.
This?
So I'm
I
glad you
out.
Made that good decision.
Yeah.
I probably would. If it was in my bowl already, I probably would have eaten it.
Right, you're just like, ah, oh, F this.
Exactly. the milk's already in there.
Right. Not going to bother. Yeah. I was eating McDonald's the other day, and there was a little piece of plastic in the hamburger.
In the burger?
Yeah, well, yeah, I was chewing it. I was like, what is that heart thing? And then I took it out, and I thought for a second, It must be like a bone or something like that. It
yeah,
was
right.
Piece of plastic. I didn't complain about it.
Well, the piece of plastic. Well, you should have.
Well,
I mean, McDonald's.
I feel
you could,
like a
you
dick.
You never know what you could get.
Yeah.
You
I know.
Feel like a dick?
Yeah.
Really?
Here's the
guy
thing.
You were just telling me
about
tell
you
how
something.
You want everybody to change their ways,
let
so you're
going
to make fun of them until it happens.
That's
you
true.
Don't want to go tell McDonald's that there's plastic in your burger.
Well, they're not going to change their ways, and that was an accident. Here's the thing: I'm nice to people I don't know, and I'm mean to people that I do know.
How can I get you to change that way?
Being the opposite of that.
Yeah,
it's not going
to
happen.
You're supposed to be nice to people that you do know.
Yeah, and sort
you
of
can
mean
get away
right.
with being a dick to someone you
yeah.
don't know.
I don't know why. I just don't do that.
Not waiters, though. That's kind of disrespectful. I don't like.
Well,
when
they're
going to
pee in
waiters.
Your soup or something like
yeah.
that.
Well,
you don't assume.
You know, but back to the McDonald's thing. You should just count yourself lucky that it wasn't like a roach skull.
That
or
never
like
happens.
An ant. Oh, it happens.
Really?
In urban legends, yeah.
Well, well that's an urban legend.
A friend of my friend.
Right.
They had a. You know,
I think
burger.
My friend told me once he. He drank a bee, or he almost drank a bee. It was like in his orange soda. That sounds dubious, though, doesn't it?
No, well, I have a friend who said the same thing. They said it was buzzing around in his Coke can, and he put it down, and, you know, he was just, you know, fooling around, didn't pay attention to it, and he picks it back up, and it's like an inch away from his lip, and
right.
he sees the, and he, or and then he hears the buzzing in there, and he looks, and there's a little bee inside. He almost, like, downed the thing.
All right. Would that be, if you downed it, what if it stung your insides, and your stomach sort of, like, you know?
You know, my
bigger.
First instinct, if I felt a bee in my mouth, would be to just bite down. You know, I mean, what are you going to do? Let it. What do you do? Let it
what
buzz
you
around in there.
On
open your
stinger.
Mouth and let it. All right, tough luck. You know, you
tough
deal
luck.
With it.
On a tooth, that would hurt.
Rather a tooth than a gum.
Oh yeah.
I would rather get.
Or what if your throat stung your throat?
Ooh, now
Ooh.
That would be bad.
That'd be terrible.
It's like, you know, the ultimate when you bite into a chip and, you know, it's like hard going down your throat. You know, like
yeah.
when you crack that and then just like scrapes. That'd be like a bee
yeah.
sting in your throat would be
the worst
worse
part is
than
when
that.
You swallow something big and you feel it go down your throat, but then you feel it like right in the middle of your chest and you're
Dude,
just like,
oh,
I go
almost,
away.
Almost died at Chipotle over the break.
Chipotle, it's all like smushy stuff. How'd you die?
Smushy stuff? Yeah,
oh.
except for the big cubes of steak that they give you.
Yeah,
and
true.
Hey, I love Chipotle, but you know, I just got a little bit too excited. I was too emphatic when I was eating this. I was wolfing down this burrito, my friend's talking to me, and all of a sudden I just, you know, swallow and it catches. You
right.
know, it just catches in the throat and I was like, oh, you know, shit.
Right.
It's either back up or try and force it down. So I'm trying to force it down. I'm like, I don't want to embarrass myself.
You,
you know, I gotta I'm not
brought
gonna,
it back up and I, then tasted it again and then put it down.
Yeah,
like,
see,
this
I wasn't
is great.
Thinking, I wasn't
the second
thinking
time.
That way. What I'm thinking is I want the next bite. Okay.
Right.
It's already here. I want the next one. So I start really trying to force it down. It's not going anywhere.
So you grab
so,
a fork and just start jamming it.
I probably should have because what ended up happening was I made this horrible noise trying to cough it up. The entire Chipotle is looking at me as my face is red. I'm starting to stand up and my eyes are tearing. I whipped off my glasses. The whole time I'm like, like I'm trying
right.
to force this Chipotle steak.
Not gonna happen.
Up. No, it doesn't. And,
no.
But now, luckily, some like weird thing happened where it shifted and I was able to get air.
Okay.
In, but
right.
it was still stuck there, so I
right.
wasn't like dying, but I couldn't do anything.
Right,
either.
That's the worst. That's the worst of both. At least the first time, people were like, "Oh, he's Heimlich."
Right.
Does anyone do that?
Well, I was.
Did
was,
anyone give it to you?
My friend stood up and he was about to, but I waved him off. I was like, "I can breathe. Don't
right,
don't
get behind
do the
me.
Heimlich thing." Yeah. Right. I don't
right.
want. I don't want that. I don't want
right.
to go that far right now. I'm not,
right.
My life's not in danger. It looks like it is, but it's not. So
right.
no, I went to the bathroom and I kind of just you know
got that done with.
Yeah. Gave
it's
it
good.
To myself, you know, basically.
You what?
The Heimlich.
Oh.
Kind of gave that to myself you, in the bathroom.
You just peed off in the bathroom, just getting finished. No?
Yeah, that's what I do. You know how you're supposed to asphyxiate? I just saw the opportunity since I was already choking on the steak. I
I've
just,
done
you
that
know,
many
was,
times.
Was choking and I just started
right.
beating up. Yeah, why the hell
That's
not?
What I originally thought that movie Choke was about. The movie Choke?
Oh, no,
I
it's
thought,
not.
I thought the guy choked and then while he was choking, he started to beat off. That seems like a more natural thing to do.
I just don't know why you would go to that conclusion right away. There's a movie called Choke, and you automatically think it's about somebody
well,
who's
it's about,
choking.
Well,
and
then I also find out
he's
a sexaholic or whatever you want to call
right.
it.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
And so I would assume, you know, choking, sexaholic. He's like that, the okay. guy who used to do those ninja films.
I just wonder how many other people got to that.
Who
conclusion.
Is that guy who used to do those ninja films?
The Bruce Lee?
Not Bruce Lee. He didn't.
Oh, David,
guy,
David Carradine.
I don't know.
The guy who died. With,
yeah.
With the
yeah.
noose around his neck over,
right.
like, towards the end of 2009?
Yeah, well, whatever. He,
right, yeah.
Yeah, because he was beating
like
off.
Yeah, died like a rock star in his closet.
That's not how you die like a rock star.
Cocking his hand and
For
he's
me,
just swinging from the...
For me, dying like a rock star would be like, I don't know, while you're having sex with four bitches, you die.
True, yeah.
From
well,
a heart attack.
I know. I think Chris Farley and John Belushi, those guys went out like a rock star. You party for, like, 48 hours, and then you finally keel over. would have kept partying, but your body
Elvis
just
did not
gave
die
out.
Like a rock star.
Elvis didn't. No,
no,
he died on the shitter.
Right, exactly. The worst way to die.
The worst, the most humiliating way someone can die.
Why do people think that he's still alive? There are some.
Same reason they think that he was born with a twin. Same reason they think he came from another planet. Actually, I do think he might have been born with a twin.
That's possible.
They said that he and the twin died like at birth or something like that. Can
you
imagine if there were two
Elvises
identical?
I bet he absorbed his vocal cords and was able to do extra things.
Just absorb the power.
Right.
The sheer power.
And those jittery legs that he has.
Jittery?
Yeah, they're jittery. I'm all shook up. He did this shaking with the leg thing.
I see where you're going, but it was more of kind of like a
seductive... Well, it wasn't jittery like
a... I would call it a seductive pelvis, not jittery legs.
Seductive pelvis?
I think that's why he actually called himself Elvis. It had something to do with his pelvis. That's what I think.
I think his name was Elvis.
I don't think that was his real name. Is that anybody's real
name? Was that his real
name? Except for now.
Engineer? Was that his real name? Engineer Richie?
Just give you...
Should we even give
talking about Elvis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that his real name?
Or if it was
what is his real name?
Elvis.
Was that his real name?
We're trying to. Well, I'm trying to debate
was
that if
that his
was
real
a
name.
Stage
I think it was.
You know, let me.
Wait, you get on that internet.
I'll get on the internet and I'll let you know.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks.
But in the meantime,
have you seen that show Taboo yet?
No, I have not.
I think I told you about Taboo.
Yeah.
I love Taboo.
What's so great about it?
It's the well. First of all, number one, a show about taboo stuff is gonna feature India no matter what.
Right, and you love that.
Every episode features India in some way or another.
Jesus.
This one was about prostitution, which...
Indian prostitutes.
Well, yeah, so I was like...
So you were like...
So I, you know, put the sweatpants down.
Right.
It was like game on, but...
and everybody else in the world changed the channel.
Well, it wasn't very good because it was all sad and stuff, and they were talking about how, like, you know, they got sold into this by their aunt, and I was like, oh, this is a buzzkill. So
yeah,
I finished
right.
up, and then I... And then I just continue to watch it or whatever. You gotta
what do you got? What do you got for us?
Don't want to interrupt. Aaron Presley. But he goes either Elvis Aaron Presley or Aaron Elvis Presley.
Okay.
So maybe that could be the whole twin
was
thing.
Was he born Elvis
maybe.
Presley or he was born Aaron?
He was born Elvis Aaron
so
or
born
Aaron
Elvis.
Presley. I mean, it really, I don't think people want to refer.
I
don't think they
Plus,
want you to think he's
right.
not
he
Elvis.
Was, exactly.
Elvis.
Plus, you're on Wikipedia, right? Like, that's where you're
yes.
getting information. So it could, you know what I mean? Like, it could be that, you know, somebody, it did just put, you know, Elvis
I'm
Aaron
sure they.
I don't know his ma's direct number otherwise. I'd help you
I think
out.
His mom's dead.
Thank you, though.
Yeah.
Appreciate or his it. Daughter's dead as well. No, she's not dead.
No, she's not dead.
Anyway, about Taboo. Well, they did prostitution in Australia or New Zealand or whatever. They, first of all, Australia and New Zealand, there's no penny. Do you know how genius they are?
Yeah, they are geniuses. The penny is just a waste of space and a way
it
to
takes
pass
2 cents
to
make 1 cent. How does that make sense? I didn't mean to say that, but how does that make any kind of sense to, as a country, just say, okay, you know what, we'll round up or we'll round down? We'll round to the nearest five.
Right.
And that's what they do.
It's much better.
Genius.
I think
they do Australia and New Zealand.
A couple of years ago, there was talk about eliminating the penny in the U.S.
There's always,
but
here's the thing.
Why didn't it happen?
Bullet trains... Eliminating the penny and...
Bullet trains.
Yeah, bullet trains. Like getting a bullet train across the United States, like they have in China.
Is it shot out of something?
No, it's a bullet train. It's just it's on those magnetic rails like China has.
Oh.
Or Japan has. Bullet trains, getting rid of the penny, and...
Why is it called a bullet train?
Because it goes so fast. It's much faster than Metro. It just goes like 300 miles an hour.
Is it faster than a bullet?
Maybe. Nice dead air there, Don. I don't know if it's faster than a bullet. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe it's not really a response.
Well, it's called a bullet train.
Okay.
The point is, again, one more reference. I think it's like in 4 or 5 now. One more reference that you don't know what I'm talking about. But we'll
I
go
do.
On.
Oh,
we'll
it.
Move on. Bullet trains, eliminating the penny, and what is the other one? Changing the dollar to a world currency. Those come up every 3 to 5 years, and then nothing happens about them.
Really?
Yeah.
I have heard about the bullet train recently.
Yeah.
So, but I just thought that was a recent thing.
No. They talked about it in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s, and aughts. Which is what I call the 2000s. But nothing happens. Nothing ever happens.
Are people starting to call the 2000s aughts?
You can if you'd like, but it's...
Did you just do it now?
Is yeah.
It? Okay.
Well, I heard it somewhere else. I think it was on the radio. But
okay.
No one else does it.
I didn't think
but
so.
But the point is, they're always talked about, and then everyone's like, yeah, get rid of the penny. We'll just round up and round down or whatever. Yeah, get rid of the penny. It'll be great. Nothing ever happens. Just like everything else in this country.
Well, let's
everything
just...
sucks.
All you gotta do is just hope that... You know, one
what?
Day somebody will get off their
well,
ass.
Well, hopefully someday we'll run out of copper and zinc, and then we'll just, like, go. I mean, once
Even
the
then,
point
though,
happened.
Wouldn't they make a penny out of something different?
Yeah. They would, because we were just so dumb. We wouldn't just say, all right, just get rid of it.
Like, what do we have a lot of that they could make pennies out of?
Yeah, we should do. Just round up to the nearest dollar.
Yeah, you could do that. Just get rid of change altogether.
Yes.
No, but I'll tell you why not. You know what's good about change is when you save it
up. Jingly?
No, not just that. When you go home and you throw it into a jar and you do that for months and months and you're like, holy crap, now this jar is full of change. Let me go to the bank. And then you do it and then all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, $50. $50 out of nowhere. You know what that is?
You'll never guess what I did today.
What?
I did that exact thing.
No way.
Not for myself. For my grandmother.
For your Jima?
God damn.
Did she go with you at least?
Well, first of all, this is the second
about the old days.
No, she doesn't do that. She just complains about. She complains about her friends,
MJ.
Which I don't really get.
Does she call you Michael or MJ?
She calls me John because her brain is going. But
John.
She goes John, and then she goes Michael John, and I go. Nah. She's calling me John. There are times when she just calls me John and just keeps moving on, and I'm just like, oh, this is great. Bought cheese. Here's the thing. I think to myself, all right, this week I'm not going to have to drive her. Mm. This week I don't have to drive her.
Do you have to drive her every week?
That's the thing, is that I think she expects it now that I have to drive her every goddamn week to the grocery store. And here's my ingenious plan. I was bringing over some mail or so. No, I brought over some stuff that was she left at Christmas, like a bowl or whatever. Not a bong. And I brought along a Peapod. Like, 20% off your first subscription.
Nice.
I was like, all right, here we go.
Just try and silo that in.
Slide it in, and she goes, what's this Peapod thing? I was like, they did deliver their food to you or whatever. She's like, oh, one of my neighbors gets it. I was like, all right, here we go. Mm-hmm. She's going to say, like, yeah, oh, maybe I'll just try it out for the. And she's like, oh, I think it's Danielle's. And my sister, I was like, oh. I wanted to be like, you should try it. It's great.
Why didn't you?
Because she's such a.
Oldie.
She's not going to try.
She an oldie.
First of all, she has trouble with credit cards. Okay, so she's not going to be able to do this. Like, she doesn't know which side to swipe or whatever all the
Sometimes
time.
Sometimes I don't either. That's why you just try both sides.
You try this. Here's what you do. All right, everyone. Here's a genius idea. The side that has the magnetic strip, that's closest to the actual terminal thing that you're swiping it to. Just like the Wii, you face the CD that reads or whatever towards the bigger end. Done. So.
Okay.
Solved problem. Great. I just saved you 20 seconds of your life.
Thank you.
Saved up eventually would be 20 seconds because it's nothing.
Sometimes you can't see where the terminal is. Like there's just a big lip coming out of the ATM. There's just like a big lip and there's no direction indicator or anything. And I'm like,
I assume that the black side or the strip side down, not the black side down.
The black side down. I don't know.
The African side. Anyway, it's about Taboo. Getting back to my main point.
What?
They were doing strippers or whatever. They were doing prostitutes, and I saw a nipple on the TV.
Wait, what channel's Taboo on?
TLC.
TLC.
The Learning Channel.
It
was on TiVo, so I backed it up, and then I went frame
Paused
by frame,
it,
and I saw the
saw
nipple.
Some nip.
And there's nothing better
than Indian prostitute.
No, no. It wasn't. She was actually Australian, but because they did a bunch of different areas. But the point is, nothing better than seeing a nipple on cable. On basic cable or whatever, seeing that nipple, you just feel great.
That's probably why it was such a huge thing when Janet Jackson slipped in the Super Bowl.
I know. But this was just me going back and frame by frame seeing
that
nipple.
Was the Australian hooker hot?
She was attractive, yes.
Okay. Well, good. Because I was going to say, I got to tell you, like, just when I was thinking about it and you were saying, the Indian chick, I was thinking, like, nothing better than seeing an Indian prostitute nip on cable TV. I can think of about a million things better than
not
seeing
for me.
Some starving, diseased chicks.
She's not starving and diseased.
If she's a prostitute, she's probably both. And she's probably got a kid who's even worse off.
She didn't have any kids.
Well,
I'd like to imagine that no prostitute or porn star has any kids.
Yeah, I like to imagine
that
things
not
like hoverboards
when they're
and
MILFs,
jetpacks are
I just
people.
Imagine that the children has died. You know what I mean? When they say like MILF Hunter or whatever, you know what I mean? I'm just like, no, their kid's dead. They don't
really.
I assume that they can't. I'm assuming. Well, here's the thing. Otherwise, their kid may eventually see that. And what kind of message is that for the kids? Think about what a terrible life it is to live in a prostitute's.
I like to imagine the kids are like my age. I'm like banging my friend's mom.
But you're not banging your friend's mom. Your mom is getting banged by your friend.
My mom's not a MILF.
I know. Here she's a little rotund. But
you didn't hear anything.
I did hear it. I heard her stomping towards you. Don's mom's coming.
What were you
going to
say?
3 miles down.
What
I was saying was, no, MILF Hunter.
Yeah.
Your mom is the MILF then in this instance.
No, that's never the case.
I try to imagine that the MILF's kids has died.
I don't understand where you get that. Why would you think?
Because I don't want to imagine
on this porn site. How does that end up being your mom that's getting banged?
No. I don't want to imagine that they have children anymore, because then their kids may eventually come across that website in the archives.
You know, I'm just going to tell you, half of those women don't actually have kids. They're not actually MILFs. They're just marketed that way because I just want to.
I know they're just older. Older women.
Some of them aren't even older. They're
when
just,
I see
like,
GILF porn, and I don't really see it, but I, you know, like there's those when it pops up and it's like all the different porns or whatever, and you're just like, why?
How about scat porn? Like
what's scat porn shit?
Yeah.
No.
It's poop.
Well, that's just like two girls, one cup, and I've seen that enough times.
Yeah.
I've got it down in memory.
God, that's disgusting.
It's not that bad.
It's horrific.
It's not that bad.
When that was sprung on
me, no one liked it.
I know. Well, listen, if you're expecting it, that's one thing. But I was in a, you know, sitting in a room with a group of guys. We just smoked and everything, and we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, someone's like, "Oh man, I just saw this sweet ass thing. One cup." I'm like, "Oh, really?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, it's really sweet porn. It's not bad. You guys got to check it out." He's like, "All right, fine." So we're like, "All right, you know," it's literally like five of us. We're like, "Yeah, you know, whatever. We'll just see how it is. If it's that great, you know, whatever." So he pulls it up, and it's just, you know, it starts off all fine.
It starts
off wonderful. We're like, okay, I like where this is going. This is fine. All of a sudden, it immediately just takes this drastic turn for the worst.
It just goes way down,
in a way,
way fast.
In a way. I mean, seriously, we're sitting there, and I'm just like, oh my God, did that just happen? And I looked away from the screen, and
But then you look back.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, is it still going on? Is it still going on? And then, of course, the other chick has just puked up the poop right back into the cup, and the other one just starts, like, licking it and shit.
Yeah.
Seriously, I've never been so close to puking.
Because you have a hatred of poop.
Yeah, right? I do.
You're afraid of poop, you might say.
I wouldn't say I'm afraid of it.
I'm going to say you're afraid of it.
All right, I'm definitely not friendly towards it.
Right.
I'm not a fan of it. But I will tell you this. There is a great movie that I saw. Oh, and here's something I actually wanted to talk about. A little segue for you.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Not that we really do segues,
right,
but okay.
Right. But anyway, there's a movie. Came out in 2007. It's an English film. It's called Death at a Funeral. Frank Oz actually directed it.
Yeah, it's a really famous movie.
Is it a really famous movie?
Yeah, Death at a Funeral.
It came out in 2007. How is it really famous? And not only if it was really famous, get this. They're remaking the movie now.
Why?
In 2010 with a bunch of black actors.
Is it Tyler Perry?
No, it's not. Tyler Perry.
I'll tell you this.
Chris Rock is in it.
Tyler Perry is related to this in some way. His hand has touched every black comedy since he's been born.
Listen, you're probably right, but either way, I'm so disgusted.
Excited?
No, I'm
angry.
I'm disgusted at this whole thing, because I understand America. You know, America does remake foreign films years later, but that's usually when the film is not in English. And it's usually years and years after the film has, you know, since it's come out. This came out in 2007, and it is in English. It's an English film.
Right.
And yet they decided to remake it.
They didn't black it up, though.
Yeah, I guess that's
what it
is. I'm boycotting that movie. I refuse, and I'm going to tell everybody and anybody I know.
It's not
going to
be that great, so you don't have to worry about boycotting
it. It doesn't matter. It's the principle of the thing. But the reason I brought up Death at a Funeral is because it's so funny. It's a really, really good movie. It's a black comedy, but that's just it right there.
There we go, black comedy.
It's classified as a black comedy. That's
Martin
probably what
Warren
happened.
Saw that black comedy. He was like, all right, great.
He's like, there's no black people in this black comedy.
Right.
I need to fix this.
Right. Okay, that turned into...
I need to fix this.
Cosby all of a sudden.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Cosby would be...
Yes, but what would Cosby be?
And you see, the thing about
all right,
the
now
black
Martin Lawrence.
Comedy
Martin
is
Lawrence,
that
go
the
Martin Lawrence.
Black, Martin Lawrence is more like... Martin Lawrence is like, I don't want to... Ow! That's how Martin Lawrence says.
All right, black people
like,
do speak
like every
English.
Movie.
What's up with that? What is that?
That's his line in like every movie.
Right.
So put the favoom.
Okay, they actually speak English.
No, he doesn't. As far as I'm concerned,
okay.
He just makes a lot of like noises and facial expressions, and he really pisses me off. I don't like
Martin
Lawrence
like
at all.
Martin Lawrence? Why
no.
Not?
What's to like?
Not that bad.
He's a crappy actor, and he's like, you know who?
I'll tell you
like?
Who I don't like.
Go ahead.
Lopez.
George Lopez. Let me ask you a question. How the hell does he get so many great guests?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because he has the Hispanic market just knocked like into his one area.
In his palm.
Right, exactly. In his palm. Because what are they? They're not going to watch David Letterman, the white guy.
No.
They're not going to watch any black guy.
They're not going to watch Conan anymore.
Right, of course. So they've got all the Hispanic things. Mm-hmm. All the Hispanic viewers watching that. And now they say, all right, well, the Hispanic population is blowing up. And I think Here's my thing. I think when they start a show, they just spend tons of money on it to get it off the ground. And I think they just spend a ton of money on George Lopez's show.
Probably. It's also the only, I mean, it's TBS. It's not like one of the other networks that has talk shows all the time. TBS doesn't really have late night talk shows. So this is kind of unique for them. They're trying a different thing.
Plus the thing with the Hispanic.
Right. Yeah, you're right about that. But even so, like, he gets dynamite guests.
Yeah, I know.
Like, really, really.
He had Kathy Griffin the other day. That was.
You're an idiot.
I knew you were just getting mad about that.
You know, Kathy Griffin. She was listed as a D-lister. Like, that's what she's famous
for.
She's
not.
A D-list star.
She's not a D-lister.
What do you think? She's everyone, like an F-list?
Well, no, because everyone knows her.
As a D-list star.
How do we
star?
Define A, B, C, and D? I thought D-list.
I had this conversation with one of my coworkers about it because she was trying to convince me that Sandra Bullock is an A. She was like, is she an
she's
A?
She's a B.
That's what I said. Yeah. I agree with you. I think she's B-list. Now, granted, she, you know, she was big for a minute at the Golden Globes, and she had a big year with, you know, Blindside and whatnot. But I really do think she's past her prime.
Yeah, she is.
You know, I mean, she was amazingly hot in, like, Speed and Practical Magic. You ever seen Practical Magic?
I've seen Speed, but not Practical Magic.
Go home and rent Practical Magic. Yeah. That's Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman.
All right, how are you grading these people then?
Well, it's
A the most famous, like Megan Fox obviously is A.
It depends. If you're asking whether or not they're an A-list celebrity, that's different. That's like Paris Hilton could be an A-list celebrity for a while.
Well, what does that mean?
That just means they're famous. Okay, a lot of people know who they are.
Right.
But if she's an A-list actress, that's different. Like Johnny Depp's an A-list actor.
I would say,
you know what I mean?
A-list makes you just famous. You know what I mean?
Not necessarily.
Why?
Well, because there are A-list actors, I think, that aren't famous, probably.
Like, name three. Name two. Name one. Name one. Mm. Yeah.
I didn't have it. You
thank
know,
you. So the point, up. Case in point. But I would say
kick you sometimes.
I know you do. I think A-list means you're famous and you've been in a lot of, and maybe you haven't been in a lot of things, but you're famous. Like David Letterman is an A-list celebrity. He's been in no movies.
True. But he's been on TV for the last like 20 years.
Exactly.
Okay.
So he's not, but he's
he
not.
He doesn't need to be in a movie. By the way, he was in one. He had a cameo in a movie.
All right, what about Jerry Seinfeld? He hasn't been in much. He's been in Seinfeld, which has run a long time, but he hasn't been in anything else.
That ran for like 13 years.
It's still running.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Seinfeld's still running on TBS and on Fox.
Yeah,
and
but they're not new episodes.
Oh, yeah, not new episodes. That's right.
That was my point. So it's not still running.
So if,
it's reruns.
Yeah, but he's still famous.
Yeah, I know. But the show's not running.
All right, I would say this then. For A-list male celebrities, they have to be in something recent. Or no, they have to be famous. But for A-list female celebrities, they have to be attractive. Like
I agree with you, but you're probably offending a lot of people.
I know. Well, whatever. All right. Here's the thing. You just said offending a lot of people. Who listens to this goddamn podcast?
There's about 13
people
in Europe,
and there probably is none like, now because we didn't do an episode in a few weeks
true,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But my question is this. How do they find our podcast? I always wonder this. Like, how do we find Google? Do you remember your first Google search? No. You don't. Right. You don't remember who said, here's Google. Who is the person who's going through these backlogs? Like, who goes to Google and then, they get all the search results and clicks on, like, the 14th or the 44th or whatever and goes, yeah, I'm going to get this website back up and running. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
Did they just go to the bottom of the list of all the podcasts and saw ours and was like, let's try this out for a second.
Well, I mean, it did.
That's
get
what I'm wondering.
It did get onto iTunes. You know, like somebody, somebody rated it. By the way, shout out for
that.
That
was my
Thank
friend
you.
Who did that.
Oh, you dick!
Sorry.
Why didn't you say something?
What?
I was really happy for a while because
Sorry.
Of that.
Well, that was my friend. Is like Jip Leary or something like that. That's my friend. Yeah, that's my friend. I just told him to rate it or whatever, and I think he gave it 5 stars.
Yeah, he did.
Well, yeah, you were really excited about that. That's my friend, and he probably didn't listen to the whole show.
Probably not.
But I just like that app. I was like, this.
All right, let's turn on something
I've
else before
this.
I get really
exactly.
pissed off.
But here's my thing. Even with iTunes,
yeah,
they all I know on iTunes is what's hot, most downloaded, those kind of things, featured. How do they find?
I don't even look at those.
Right.
When
you
I go on iTunes, I search for like what I'm going to list. Look, like I had something in my mind that I was going to search for.
Right.
In the
but
first
if
place.
Right, let's say you search comedy category, which I think we're listed under by myself, not by anybody else.
Right.
No one else rated this as comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
I did. So under comedy, where are we? We're probably at the way bottom. Did someone just scroll all the way to the bottom and go, "Let's give these"? That's when
let's
I wonder.
Give them a shot.
Do people give these shows a shot? Do they try like to go to the end? Who does that? You know what I mean? Does
I
anyone
know,
do that?
People with time on their hands. Some there are probably people that just love the idea of podcasts and they're like, okay, let's go.
Let's just go to the very end. And
it's like, you know, a connoisseur of podcasts. Like, you know, somebody who tries all these different wines, even the ones that haven't
and
been heard of.
And spits ours out and goes, what is this, grape juice?
Garbage.
Right. What is this?
Speaking of wines, dude, I had a sick ass Hebrew wine over the weekend.
Hebrew wine.
You can what chug
your, who
this
of your friends
stuff.
Are Jewish?
It's one of my coworkers.
There we go.
But anyway, it doesn't matter. Friends. She just like she got really excited.
She's attractive.
About it. Yes.
Nothing better than a hot Jew like Sarah Silverman.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing
though.
Better than that.
That's probably. I mean, honestly, like after I found out Sarah Silverman was Jewish, like that upped her like yeah. 4 points in my book. I was just
like a hot disabled
person. Kind of funny, and you're kind of hot, but you're Jewish. Hell, fucking
this
yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
Right.
I will watch your show now. I'll fight through it.
It's not that good of a show.
It's really not. Anyway, the Hebrew wine. I don't know what it's called because
right.
It's, I do, but it starts with an
Yeshua.
M. It is not called Yeshua.
Very, very.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's a very culture. It's a very throaty culture. Right. All the Middle East and all of Jerusalem, it's very throaty.
Yeah,
Machayim. Machayim.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Is that like part of the language?
Listen, I don't know why the head bombing is part of the Indian language, but they do that.
You would know.
They do. They bob their head and not up and down, unless it's another time. Know what I'm talking about?
Oh!
Sex.
I really don't.
Blowjobs.
Not with it.
That's what I was talking about specifically.
Blowjobs.
Right, but it was good.
Dude, it was like Welch's sparkling grape juice. I literally like I had a full glass of it. You know, it was.
And was
like,
it really alcoholic?
And
get
no.
Up?
Oh yeah. Oh, I mean, like yeah. I'm sorry. Was it really alcoholic? Yes. I just thought you meant could you really taste the alcohol? No,
right.
You couldn't at all. I chugged it like I was a kid. I chugged it like it was grape juice, and I was sitting at Thanksgiving dinner like, oh, this is delicious. No, but
right.
it was really good, and yeah, it did the job real quick.
Why did she have Jewish wine?
We went to Jewel, and she just got really
Jewel.
It was
you went to Jewel.
Yeah,
Jewel.
Anyway,
get
it was
that?
Also blue. It was also a blue, and I love drinking anything that's blue. It was
Why?
Really hard for me not to drink Windex as a kid.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Who cares if it's blue or not?
It's just it looks delicious.
That raspberry
man.
Kool-Aid sucks.
Oh no, it didn't.
What
just because it was
about?
Blue and blue snow cones all day. All day. Baby.
There's something wrong with you. Just looking things
Dude,
is blue.
Anything that's blue looks delicious. I would take a bite out of the sky if I could.
That probably does taste delicious.
Right.
What do clouds taste like?
I wonder.
I don't know.
Cotton candy.
Probably not. It probably tastes like moisture.
Probably tastes like mist, yeah.
Yeah. Probably that's
like
about
dirty water.
I didn't have the internet for a few days.
You what?
I didn't have the internet for a few days.
You what?
Didn't have the internet for a few days.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The point is, it was great going back to the porn sites.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's nothing better than, like, you go, like, you visit your friends
pause.
In college.
Yeah.
Yeah. You visit your friend in college, and you don't get to beat off for, like, four mm-hmm. days or whatever, mm-hmm. or, you like, you go camping, and then you come back, and you just get all those new porns or whatever.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. But then you get to go through all of them in, like, one day, and you're like, yes.
And there's when all the changes made, you know? Like when you
right.
visit a porn site, like, 3 days in a row, it's the same thing.
Right.
But when you leave for, like, 2 weeks, and
all
you come
of a sudden,
back, you're
there's like four updates.
Who are you?
Right. Who are all these new faces that
yeah,
I get
exactly.
to spank off to? Right.
I've never met you
By
before.
The way,
hello.
I don't know if we can do plugs for, but Backroom.
We can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever. No one listens to this goddamn show. But I think it's Backroom Casting Couch or whatever. I don't know, but they do this thing. And I don't know how they don't get sued. And I'm assuming they actually are just lying to us. But they say, all right, we fake audition. This guy, he pretends to be a porn star agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he has women come in who want to be porn stars. And then he says, okay, well, you just have to take your... Right, yeah. You know what I'm talking about there. It's Backroom Casting Couch, and here's what he does. Okay, so he pretends to be like this agent guy or whatever. He's got all these cameras set up, and he tells him ahead of time, I'm going to have these cameras set up. And then they come in, he interviews them for like, whatever, 4 seconds or whatever.
Right.
And then he's like, all right, well, you know, just take your top off. And they take off the top off, he feels their boob or whatever. And he's like, well, you know, we're going to make a demo reel for you, and we're going to see what it's like, so we're going to have you suck my cock. And so they suck
and
his cock, and then
to.
He bangs them, and sometimes he
well,
does anal
figure,
with them and stuff. Now,
I was going to say, the thing is, you figure they know what they're getting into. They're auditioning for porn. They're ready to do this
Now, here's
stuff.
My thing.
What?
I think that they are actually being paid for this. The joke or whatever, their plot line or whatever you want to call it, is that...
Afterwards, he says, get out of here.
No, well, he pretends
like,
to...
Get
he
out of here, get out of here.
No, this isn't that bang bus where they just drop him off.
Right.
But
best to throw money at him.
Right.
Love that.
Now, here's my thing. I think that he's just lying and that at the end of the thing or whatever, he does pay them.
How's the production value of the site?
It's, you know, like, what do you expect from a... Or a porn site.
Well, I'm asked. Listen, some of the porn is really high fucking quality.
Well, it is. Yeah, it's high quality, but I mean, it's not like it's not a guy with a blog just doing this or whatever.
What I'm
it's,
wondering is, does it seem like he might have the money?
Yeah,
and that he's making enough money
exactly
to be doing.
Because you sign up for the service.
And
or whatever.
How are the girls? Are the girls hot?
They're all right. But, I mean,
they're just okay.
They're like,
there's no big names.
No, exactly. There's no. I think that's their point, is to not do those big names because they're not, you know, supposed to have those or whatever. But the thing is, I think they're lying, and that he actually does pay them at the end because you sign up for the thing and you pay money for it. I obviously didn't do that. Does anyone pay for porn? Who actually pays for pornography? There's so much free stuff out there, amateur, and there's people who just like. I assume
plus,
that
those 30-second clips just do the trick.
They do enough for me sometimes. Yeah. But the thing is, there must be someone paying those websites to get the whole video to put up on those free websites. You know what I mean? Like, you see full videos like Girls Gone Wild or stuff. You know what I mean? Who buys those Girls Gone Wild videos?
I don't know. They're making money some way. That Girls Gone Wild guy,
right.
Richest dude. He is so rich. Just
how does
from
he
Girls
make
Gone
so
Wild.
Much money?
I don't know.
Because who buys those?
Perverts. Guys that, I mean, there is a call for them. I mean, there's,
right.
You know how many videos he's made of those?
I'm sure hundreds.
Don't you still see Girls Gone Wild ads
on Comedy
at, like,
Central,
late at night?
Yeah,
and Spike TV?
And that's my question.
Absolutely. For newer videos, the ones that were just made like 2 years ago?
Right. I think you should just.
There's a market for them. People are buying them.
I think
them.
You and me should just go around with a camera and just say we're a part of Girls Gone Wild or something like that. Go to a party. You know what I mean? Like, hey, take your top off, and we'll
you
give you a T-shirt.
You have to get a different haircut. There's no way you're gonna land any girls like that are gonna take off their top for the camera with you and that big scar on your forehead. You're gonna creep the shit out of everybody.
I'll be the cameraman. You do the talking.
Hey, where are you?
No, yeah, I'll be the cameraman who does
no. No, hey, check it out. We got a Girls Gone Wild thing.
What if I wear
on.
A hat?
Yeah, come on.
That work.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Okay,
that
a cool
be
hat.
A cool hat.
A cool hat.
Cool whip.
Dude, come on. Wear a Girls Gone Wild hat.
There, right.
Yeah. Oh, see.
But that's the thing.
He's thinking, yeah.
Right.
That's absolutely
right. Now, if we did that,
we just
and we got some ladies to take their
doesn't
top
even
off.
Actually need to work. We just have to, like, run around with, like, a big cardboard-looking camera.
Right. Girls are pretty dumb, and they're pretty drunk already.
All right, yeah.
When I see
whatever.
Those Girls Gone Wild things, whatever, and they're like, oh, yeah, when I came to this party, I wanted to be on Girls Gone Wild. It's like, what the fuck? Who
really?
Wants to be on Girls Gone Wild?
I bet you, like, some guys can be like, oh yeah, come to my party, the Girls Gone Wild guy's gonna be there, and I bet you he gets a lot of girls to come to his party that way. I bet you
we should all just say this stuff. We should just, why don't
yeah
we
but then when it doesn't happen, they don't come to your parties anymore.
Yeah, but you just do one party and then
yeah.
You just say you're a different person. No, but the point is, why aren't we all just lying? You know what I mean? Why don't I just say that I'm part of Girls Gone Wild crew, whatever, when I get inside there, say like, hey, everybody take your top off, the Girls Gone Wild, like, woo, and they take the top off and I'm like, game on.
Game out. What does that mean? What are you going to do then?
I'm going to have sex with them. And that's when I have sex with all of them.
All of them.
All of a sudden.
At the one time. Just... That's when you lock the doors and you're
right,
like,
and I go,
all right.
Right. And I go, guys, out of here, because I'm just going to be back. I don't know what's going on with porn these days. You know what I mean?
Well, I will say this, though. Porn is a model as far as internet security and... privacy, I think, goes
what do you
for
mean?
Them. Like they porn sites.
Yeah.
The way that they, I mean, just the way that they don't get shut down, the way they actually
yeah,
make
how
money.
Do they?
It's amazing.
Because like, that's my thing. Who pays for porn? How do they make money? Raven Riley. All these people who have their like.
Raven
oh,
Riley.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's good looking.
Yeah. Pat Ritchie. Engineer
Raven
man.
Raven Riley.
Yeah.
Thumbs up for that.
Oh, she's good looking.
Who are some other good ones? Lisa Ann. Have you guys seen her?
I don't know who that
she's
is.
She's the one. She's the one who played that. Who's Nayland Palin? She's the chick who looked like Sarah Palin.
Well, that's because you have a crush on Sarah Palin.
She's good looking, and she's dumb. She'd probably be a great lay.
Why do you like her being dumb? I tell you who. I told you before. Maria Ozawa. Gotcha. She's that Asian chick.
You didn't tell me that one's name.
I did, and they
and
looked
actually,
it up before.
Maria. Oh yeah, you're right. Because
yeah.
I didn't actually know that one.
Right.
And it's actually, I will say, I'll admit, it's unhealthy how much porn stars I actually do know. Like
yeah.
How many that I know names. And
I think
faces
I know more
whatnot,
porn stars' names
than I do real people. Probably.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know real people.
Well,
I have a big family.
If I saw them by, oh yeah, you do have a big family. If I saw them by their face or whatever, I may be able to name them. But just off the top of my head, I can't name that many people. And I can
name
a lot,
lot
of porn stars.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. That's absolutely true.
Lily
Tai. Me too. Yeah, I know. Go ahead,
good.
Rattle them off. Rattle them off.
I'm not going to rattle them all
off. I know. But
a Raven
lot.
Riley is good.
She's a good look.
Yeah.
You know who else? Rachel Starr. Have you seen her?
Yeah, she's good.
She's got a ridiculously good ass.
What is it? Allie Sin? Or Sin? What is her name? Allie Sin or something?
How about that?
Riley Mason.
I think yeah, I've seen her.
Here's what I do. I just type in Riley, and I get both Raven Riley and Riley Mason. I get a few, like, Riley stars and stuff and some bad ones, but I just get those two.
You know who one is fun, though? Taylor Stevens. She's not on, like, anything big. She's got, like, a blog. But she used to be, like a bit of a chunk. Like, she used to be, like, a big plus-size chick.
Yeah.
And she had a webcam thing, and, like, every week she would, like, upload a video of her, like, trying on T-shirts and all this type of shit. Well, like, over the last, like, 2 years, she's dropped a lot of weight, like, a ridiculous amount, but her tits are still huge.
Good.
And she still does the webcam thing. So
yeah.
Now she's like, she like walks around the porn industry. She's like a big thing, but like now she's really, really hot.
That Stormy Waters, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not attracted to her. She's too like cookie cutter. You know what I mean? She's got blonde hair, big tits, big fake tits, and tall. You know what I mean? I like the niche, you know what I mean? Like Raven Riley. She's sort of dark.
You like ethnic chicks, is what you like.
Riley Mason is white, you know. She's good.
Yeah, she's good.
I don't like when they play like, I just don't like when they play like 20-year-olds playing like, you know, 16-year-olds getting banged by their neighbor. I'm just like, this isn't believable.
Or like, yeah, like the, what is it, Baby Got Boobs? Like that's a site. And that,
what?
And just, yeah, it's like a browser site. You know, do anybody know what I'm talking about? And it's like regular porn stars made up like, and like, you know, dressed to look like younger.
You know who
and
that,
it's like, you know.
Gage. Do you know who that is? Gage? Just one name. Gage.
Is that a guy or a chick?
It's chick.
Okay. Well, but I feel like it should be a guy's name, Gage.
It is, but she's like, I don't know. She's done a lot of porn. But she was like probably the 90s, I would say. Mm. She's not 90, I was, but she, in the 90s,
oh,
she
God.
Was.
She's,
like,
not in, she's not in her 90s. Oh, she's big in
God,
the 90s.
That'd be gross. But yeah, she's like, she's small. She got some tits, and she's very limber. So she does a lot of those like young stuff, like being the babysitter or whatever. Like the guy's a babysitter.
Fairly limber.
Right. But she's like the baby or like the kid or whatever. And then like, you know, she has sex with the babysitter, who's the guy. But the guy has always got a gut. And
I hated 90s porn for that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I mean.
What's his name? Ron Jeremy.
Exactly.
Got that gut
exactly
to the
why.
Hair all over
it's
his
like,
gut.
It's like, just, you know, honestly, like, it's not like you're paying attention, but it kind of takes you out of it.
It does,
because
I don't have a gut like that.
Exactly.
And I may not have a six pack, and those guys are. I need regular guy porn. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Average Joe.
Right. Well, no, not average Joe. I want him to bang the hotties, but I want him to be average. You know what I mean?
I don't care, just as long as he's not fat. If he's on,
yeah.
And he doesn't like make a lot of noise.
Yeah, I want him to be silent.
Silent.
You know what I mean?
Is that really too much to ask for?
No, it's not.
Like, a guy should know that he's in the porn simply just to provide.
Right,
he
is a dick
on camera,
and that's all he is.
That's all he has to be. Dicks don't talk, and neither should you.
Right.
Like, you don't speak. You ruin it for the guys who are watching it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, isn't
like,
that the
yeah,
worst?
You like that?
When you're like, yeah, when you're like ready to go, and you're like just like looking at the chicks, and all of a sudden you hear like this. Oh yeah, baby.
Right.
Like it's some weirdness.
Get up.
Did I ever tell you about the one time it was in like junior year of high school and a real good buddy of mine is like, oh my god, did you see this?
Yes,
thing?
I think.
And it looked exactly the thing was no. Oh, I did tell you, but that wasn't it. He looks exactly like our friends, our mutual friend's dad, who was my baseball
right.
coach back in like 7th and 8th
right.
grade. So we work at this porn and it does look exactly like this guy, like this right. weird old like skinny balding dude. And then the worst part is we're like, oh my god, you know, like this is our friend's dad. It's ridiculous. And then all of a sudden at the end of the porn, just when he's like about to bust, he's like, gotta go.
Right.
Like, just,
gotta go.
That's exactly
who
what he
says
said.
That?
Who does? And I'm
right.
like, oh
and
my
you're
god.
Like, all right, I'm
my baseball
up.
Coach just said, gotta go.
And then
on
just,
this porn.
Right. Just, you know, jizz on this girl's tits.
But speaking of gotta go, I really do. I gotta
right.
catch the purple line.
Right. We're still doing this with like a half hour show or whatever. Okay.
I've been paying attention to it though. But yeah.
All of our shows turn to porn somehow.
Somehow.
I don't mind it. You know what I mean? I love talking about porn.
Yeah, it's good. But next week, let's try not to.
It's going to happen.
All right. Well,
I give it 5 minutes, and then we talk about porn of
I
some
give
sort.
It at least 10. I'll take that bet.
Well,
at least 10.
The majority of my life is spent looking at porn.
I know.
Sort.
Well, I'll try and keep you off topic, though. Either way, as always, thank you very much for listening. What?
We never do this,
plug
and
it.
We always should.
You can't. Oh, we were asking
you can
about how you can find the
yes.
podcast. I'll tell you how you can find it. It's on iTunes. And
it's on
also,
iTunes?
What else is it on?
I don't know why we're saying this, because if you found the show, you already gone to it.
Right,
iTunes.
But even
you can
so.
Email us at avoidingpeople@gmail.com.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
you found us, I don't really care.
Sorry.
You know what I mean? Right. And there's avoidingpeople.podomatic.com or something like that. Doesn't
so
really matter.
Either way,
most.
If you do feel like emailing
but
us and
email
saying
us.
That we've offended you
so,
in some way. Or...
Yeah, if you I like if we've offended you, please email us.
Yeah, I'd like to hear.
That'd be great.
What exactly did it? Either way, though, again, this has been Avoiding People.
With Don.
And MJ.